With more and more people using Copilot for Microsoft 365 every day, I get a lot of questions from my customers on how to get the most out of Copilot for different lines of business, like human resources, sales, marketing, engineering, and also different applications like Word and PowerPoint and Excel and Teams. And you might have heard about the term prompt engineering. This is really the art of crafting the perfect prompt to get a wonderful response back from AI. Now, the problem with prompt engineering is that it puts a lot of pressure on you as the end user to become a master of interacting with AI. And now, while this might be good for you in the long term to become really efficient at using AI, it's a little bit intimidating when you're getting started. So to help you get started with Copilot and AI, I'm going to show you three different things that you can do today, simple steps that you can take. And by the way, my name is Shervin Chaffee, and I'm a principal Copilot technical specialist at Microsoft. I've been using Copilot for well over a year, and I'm happy to share with you what I've learned. Now, number one, we're going to talk about where you can go to get ideas on different prompts, because we have a good repository of prompts to get you started. And number two, I'm going to show you how to bookmark your favorite prompts so that you can quickly access them and reuse them over and over again. And number three, in our public roadmap, we just announced an automation feature for Copilot where you can schedule prompts and they can just automatically run multiple times a day if you like. So join me as I show you step by step on my desktop these three steps. Thank you for joining Collaboration Simplified. Let's look at the Copilot repository. So first thing we're going to do is go to copilot.microsoft.com. And here we've actually logged into the work tab. And so we get this view of all these different prompts here. And so this is a good start, right? You already have six different prompts that you can try. And this always changes. So if you like one of them, in the second tip, I'm going to show you how you can bookmark them. But if you're looking for more than just these six prompts, then on the bottom right, there's a section called View Prompts. And we're going to click on that. And this brings us a lot of different prompts that you can take a look at here, like what's new, what's the latest from a particular person, starting a conversation, a lot of different prompts. So again, you don't need to be a prompt engineer. You can just use these tried and true prompts that we have. And you can also click on this section here under task and click on the drop down. And this allows you to filter by different themes like prompts around catching up or prompts around learning or prompts around creating, or just leave it so that all the prompts show up. And then when you like a particular prompt, like start a conversation, you can click on that and it basically puts it down below here. And when you are ready, you can click on the execute button here to run that Copilot prompt. So that's actually just part of it, but there's a larger repository. So here again, if we click on view prompts, and on the bottom right, there's a section called see all prompts. We can go ahead and click on that. Now this brings up something called Copilot Lab. And in the Copilot Lab, you can actually get so many different prompts based on application. So on the left-hand side here, you can filter based on application, based on task that we saw previously, and even the job type. So let's go ahead and filter based on Outlook, for example. And this gives you different prompts that you can use inside Outlook. Or if you wanted to filter based on PowerPoint, here are all the different PowerPoint prompts. And you get the point with the different applications, but you can also filter based on job type. So how about someone in human resources? These are the different prompts that we think you would use if you were inside a human resources position. You can click on show more. There's so many of them here. We can look at maybe someone inside retail. Now, if we open it up again and just go to everything, you'll see all the prompts here and you can click on show more and keep going from there. All right, so this is the prompt repository. You don't have to be a prompt engineer, Let's move on to number two. Moving on to bookmarking your favorite prompts. We're back at that same screen, copilot.microsoft.com. And here, if you click on View Prompts, you'll be able to actually bookmark right from here. Notice this Save Prompt icon that comes up that looks kind of like a bookmark. Well, that's what you need to click on when you want a bookmark. But let me show you that in the past, actually, if you see this section here called Bookmark, I had already bookmarked some prompts that I like to use quite a bit. And I can go ahead and uncheck the prompt, so it's unsaved now. And if I go back to suggested, if I like this one, like jumpstarting a draft, create an FAQ based on a particular doc, I can click on this save prompt. And now if I go to the bookmark section, that shows up. So that's one way of bookmarking. You can also go to the Copilot Lab that we looked at before. And here you'll see the same bookmarking icon across all the different prompts. So again, if you like one of these, say you like a book, you want to bookmark something for Microsoft Word. So select Word, and here's a simple one. Summarize this document in three key points. I'm going to click on Save Prompt, and now we've bookmarked from the Copilot Lab. And so now if I fire up Microsoft Word, we can click on the Copilot icon on the top right-hand side here. And over here, you'll notice that on the bottom, there's a section called View Prompts. So when we click on View Prompts, we can click on View More Prompts. And this is where we can look at our saved prompts. So what I had just bookmarked before, summarize this doc, shows up here, and I can just go ahead and select it and then hit execute. And going back to copilot.microsoft.com, one last thing I'll show you is on the top right-hand side here, you'll see these three dots. And if you want to go ahead and bookmark something that you've used in the past, you can click on that and click on Copilot Chats. The different messages that you've sent, the prompts that you've sent Copilot in the past, show up here. So there's one that I recently put out. It's listing ideas for a fun remote team event. And if I select that, the response that it generated as well as the prompt itself shows up. And so here when I hover over the prompt itself, I get the bookmark prompt icon, and I can click on that and just give it a prompt name or a title. So we can just call it fun event prompt and then click on save. So this is a simple way of basically bookmarking previous chat messages you've had or using Copilot Lab. So different ways of bookmarking your favorite prompts. And again, as a quick refresher, if you click on New Chat and you click on View Prompts and you click on Bookmark, all these different prompts that we bookmark just show up here, and you can just select them and go ahead and execute. It's as simple as that to bookmark. For the third and final tip, I'm going to show you how to schedule prompts, and this we do inside Microsoft Teams. Now remember, this feature isn't out yet. It'll be out later this year. It's on our roadmap, so you're getting a preview of what's to come. So in Teams chat, there's Copilot, and we're going to work in here. To schedule a prompt, you select these three dots on the top right-hand side, and then you basically have to select a Copilot chat, one from the past. And the one we just did about a fun remote event, I can go ahead and select that. And when I scroll up, there's this icon that looks kind of like a lightning bolt next to the bookmark. And when I select that, that's actually scheduling this prompt icon. It only shows up inside Teams for now, but we'll see if it changes in the future. And what this does is it brings up the prompt itself as well as a date and time that you want to run it automatically. So let's select the next day, and we can have it run at 8 a.m. You select the interval, is it daily, weekly, monthly, and how often you want it to run, once or twice a day or even more. When you're all set with the different parameters, you can click on Save, and this basically schedules it to run based on your preferences. We'll give it a second here. And now we can select Manage Prompts, and you'll see that it's in the active section. So it's going to run tomorrow, it's going to run twice tomorrow, and it's the prompt that we selected. All right, so this is how you schedule prompts. Now, my suggestion is go through your list of Copilot chats. I had one here that was a really good one summarizing my last 10 emails. So every morning at 8 before I start work, it'll give me a great summary, or go through all the prompts that we looked at in the Copilot lab and select a couple that you want to run. I hope you found this session useful. If you have any questions, drop them in the comment section. Thank you very much for watching.